Life is a very precious gift. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Life is a very precious gift. And it is a gift that we give to ourselves. That might sound a little bit presumptuous, but it is a gift that we give to ourselves. We give this gift of life to ourselves because we love ourselves. Because we love to enjoy expressing ourselves in all of the dynamic, wonderful, magical ways that we can. Now, what are some of the ways that we enjoy life? What is that magical gift that life is that we give to ourselves? Well, one of the things that life is we are aware. We are aware that we are here. We are aware that the world is about us. We are aware that we are sensitive to things that we experience about us. Now, you say, now that's not so terribly exciting. That's not so terribly exciting to be aware of things that we're experiencing about us. But yet it is really quite exciting. It is really quite wonderful and quite beautiful to realize that we are aware. And what are we aware of? Are we aware of the birds? Are we aware of the dogs and the cats? Are we aware of the people in our world? Are we aware of ourselves, of each other? What is there to be aware of? Well, we're aware of the fact that when I look at the green trees, I feel good. When I look at the blue sky, I feel good. When I look at the birds singing in the hillsides as I walk along through the mountain pathways here, I feel good. When I take my dog Rex with me, sometimes I have him on the leash because he sometimes gets excited when he sees things and wants to go chasing after things, and he forgets to come back. He ends up all right at the house, but he does his own trip, and I get excited and say, hey, you should stay with me. I want you with me because I want you to be around me and to enjoy your company. So I have him on a leash, and we walk through the mountains and just have a great time together. And, you know, if I think he minds it that he doesn't like it, then he doesn't like it. But if I think that he is just so happy to be on the leash and to be with me and to be doing things that I'm doing, then he is. Life is like that too. When I look at people around me and I see how wonderful they are and I see how great they are, well, they're a reflection of what's going on inside of me. And when I like the people in my world, then they're a reflection of what's going on inside of me. When I don't like the people in my world, they're a reflection of what's going on inside of me too, and it's a reflection of something that I'm just not too happy with. So, what do I do about it? Well, I put another cause in motion. I put the cause in motion that I am surrounded by wonderful, beautiful people. People just like me, filled with happiness, filled with life, filled with vitality, filled with enthusiasm and the joy for living. And then, lo and behold, so it is. So it is. Every person I meet, wherever I go, in the strangest opportunities, the people are just wonderful. And as the people are just wonderful, they are a reflection of what I am. They are a reflection of what I am. They are a reflection of all of the beautiful things that I'm thinking in my heart. They're a reflection of all the beautiful concepts that flow through my mind, that flow through my being. Everything in my world is a reflection of me. So I choose to have that reflection be wonderful. I choose to have that reflection be life in its most vital, dynamic, wonderful form. And it is. Yes, I am faced with problems. I am faced with challenges. I am faced with circumstances now and then that shake my boat. And what it's telling me is, hey, are you really in charge of your life? Are you really in charge of the things that are going on in your world? Are you really in charge of the experiences that you have? Well, you're getting a little weak there. Take charge. Be responsible and say all is good and very good. Life is good and very good. I enjoy life. I intend to live life from the beginning to the end, and there is no beginning and there's no end, but I intend to live life fully, completely, wonderfully, totally, and get all of the joy that I can out of it. Now, what's my purpose for being here? My purpose for being here is to be myself and have fun. And if my purpose for being here is to be myself and have fun, then I better get about the business of being myself and having fun. And that means every thought I think, every word I speak, every idea that comes into my consciousness, I know the truth about myself, and I am happy and joyful and peaceful in it. It's a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful choice. And I make that choice every morning when I wake up and I stretch and I say, what a wonderful day. What a beautiful day lies before me. It's a wonderful world that I live in. Wow, everything is going my way. Everything is super. And no matter what challenges face me, no matter what problems beset me, I say, I am the master. And I am good and very good, and I feel good, and I look good, and I like everything that's in my world. And when I take that conclusion for myself, when I take that decision for myself, then that's what it is. So, y'all have a wonderful day, just like I'm having. And look at yourself and say, I am life. I am living to be me and to have fun. And to enjoy myself, and to enjoy every circumstance that comes my way. Wonderful, isn't it? I love you. I love you. I love you.